Whether you're a Class 5 rafter or just looking for a couple of laughs, these two have you covered. Welcome to Aaron and Zach's Better Than Mediocre Rafting Show.
Well, this is it, gentlemen. This is the week, the final week of the Ultimate River Runner Challenge. The week that if we do our jobs right, we're going to give away a $1,000 immersion research gift certificate to somebody who's been playing this game with us for a while. Are you guys excited?
I am. I'm very excited.
Yeah. I'm most excited for the envelope you're going to have to make to mail check to them.
It came in a big box that I wish I hadn't thrown away.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a box that this fit in. I'm not sure where I'm going to find the envelope. For those of you that don't know, we've had this contest going since November where there were you could enter one of two contests to get in this final contest. And we're going to judge the submitted videos by the entries to see who gets the most points and wins the $1,000 gift certificate. It's a really big deal. We're super excited. Before we do that, a couple just announcements. This is a show. This is entertainment, not education. This is just like three guys hanging out on a Friday. Aaron sometimes gets a little loopy. And if you want entertainment, Aaron, where should or sorry, if you want entertainment, come here. If you want education, where should people go?
To the Tuesday show? To Zach's online rafting courses? I don't know.
Or
where should we go?
Aaron's Lake Tahoe Community College guide schools?
I think it might be full, so we don't need to plug that in anymore. But maybe there might be one spot, but...
Yeah. But if people want to get better at rafting, this is not what it's about. This is about just us having fun, enjoying our Friday, and just sharing some ideas. We have fun discussions. Aaron sometimes takes ridiculous sides on topics, and we just put up with it. And this is also a podcast. You may be listening to this on Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts or something. This is not meant to be a podcast. If you're listening to this as a podcast, you might want to stop listening to it right now and listen to some news. And then go home and watch this on video as it's intended. But some people wanted the podcast version, so it does exist. Oh, great. Somebody even likes Sleepy Aaron. And if you have questions about the show or want to leave a comment, go to whitewaterguidebook.com, and that's where you can see a Gear Garage tab, add a comment. There's even a forum, so if you want to ask questions on the forum, that's a great way to get some questions answered. Even Aaron might show up in there. So
I think there's a form. I want to see the form.
Oh man, you're gonna have to bring it up. I got too many tabs open right now. Oh, actually, I can bring it up here. Hold on. If I go to on whitewaterguidebook.com, uh-huh. You see it? It's up right now.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so here's where you go. You go here to Gear Garage, and you can ask a question or add a comment. There's the questionnaire for those of you that want to fill out the best practices questionnaire. We have 300. Plus,
wow,
questionnaires fill out. We should go through those in another show. There's a rafting forum I created just to answer other questions, generally for our class 3 and 4 schools, so we can hopefully create some community for our schools. They're not heavily trafficked by any means, but people that have general questions can answer them in the forum here. And the most recent question was about, ooh, I haven't seen this one yet, proper angle for pins and clips. So I'll have to get to that one later.
Well, that'd be a fun question for Tuesday.
Yeah. I mean, the idea of the forum is it's a different place than the Tuesday show. So it's like if you want a question to answer maybe quicker or I don't know, it's a way we can maybe answer questions quicker in a different way than the Tuesday show because we're starting to get too many questions for the Tuesday show to keep up with them all. So there's that. We want to thank Chuck for being a member. We appreciate all the members. It's a couple bucks a month, supports the show, makes us feel cool. I bought this drone because I crashed my other one. This is the brand new drone I bought with membership fee. So thank you guys. You're allowing me to crash another drone in the quest to get footage.
Worth it. Zach, how many drones have you crashed now?
I mean, I've crashed probably 40 times. But I've only destroyed like probably 7 drones.
Was one of them with me on the Illinois? We're trying to scout.
Yep. That was the end of that drone, I think, too. That was when I ran into that tree. And we just watched.
That wasn't on the Illinois.
Well, it was upstream.
Yeah.
It was not in the Wild Scenic section. Okay. No.
Thank you.
No, we were wanting to scout. What was that? What's that thing called? Selway Falls?
Illinois, big falls on the Illinois.
Yeah, you know, there's that fall supposedly upstream, and you couldn't get to it, so we thought we'd take the drone out and go.
Did you see anything?
Oh yeah,
and Zach crashed it right into a tree right away.
I didn't even get up there. Yeah, and it was like 50 feet up a ponderosa, and it hit the tree, and then just hit a branch all the way down. We just watched it hit branches.
Yeah, I mean, it took off, ran straight into a tree, and it was done.
You have footage from the drone of it actually. Or when did it stop?
I think I did have that footage. Usually I enjoy sharing the footage of the crash. The last one I crashed the other day was on the White Salmon. It hit a wall, and I watched from the camera it go like turn, go down a hill, and then it just went dark. And never found it. Oh. So, but the drone footage, I think a lot of people really enjoy. And I use it on the channel a lot. And so it's been an expensive hobby, but you get amazing footage. And we use them in our classes, on our class 4 schools. We take drone footage of people running rapids and then use that for video review later. So it's really cool. Okay. So the last thing we have to go through is a new segment I'm calling This Week's Apologies. And the first one is to, do you guys know who this is? The first one?
Lord Voldemort.
You can't say the name though. It's the person who should not be named. So I want to apologize to that person.
Why are we apologizing to that person who can't be named?
Because they felt like we didn't do the best show last time.
Wait, who is this? This isn't the true one.
It's the person that should not be named. Anyway, this is. I'm confused. It's fine. It's fine.
This is over my head. Steve, can you translate this for me?
Expecto Patronum, I believe, is the way you address that.
All right. Anyways.
And that's the end of that segment. Okay, so you guys ready for?
Why are we apologizing to those people? Let's go back for a second.
What?
Okay, you know why? Aren't you going to say sorry to all of them?
We just did.
Lord Voldemort. You didn't even say sorry to snowboarders.
People,
Northwest River Supply. You just putting it up there is enough. That's like my 3-year-old apology. Sorry.
It's a regular segment, and you're just going to keep adding to that list as we go.
I might switch them out a little bit.
Or have a Zach column and an Aaron column.
Yeah. We may have to get there.
And start, yeah.
Yeah, there we
start
go.
Start apologizing individually.
See, the people know. Thanks for accepting our apology. You know, we kind of railed on snowboarders pretty hard a couple episodes ago, and probably shouldn't have. I mean, when I say we, I railed on snowboarders a little bit hard. So
when did we talk about the Colorado Front Range? I don't remember talking about that.
It wasn't on the show. That was another time. I just feel I need to make a general apology to people from the Colorado Front Range.
It's a preemptive.
I think you're kind of insulting people by putting them on this list. You're like, Lord Voldemort first. Sorry to Lord Voldemort and all the rest of you like Lord Voldemort.
Aaron, stop saying that.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't even pronounce it right. So
yeah. Can I move on? I just wanted to do a quick.
A nice apology. Nicely done, Zach.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. And then before we start the meat and potatoes of the show, are we going to have a Steve's mental angle?
We're focused on.
Okay.
Ultimate
judging.
Steve is stressed now that he knows that it's not Secret Ballot. He's a little stressed. Like he's going to have to like.
I know.
You know, Steve, you don't like to hurt people's feelings.
I should log in as an alias.
you can
black out your face and make a little, bubble thing.
Steve, just change your name in the lower left-hand corner.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to live with it.
Okay. You put your last name even. I don't even do that. You're going to get Googled. Okay, so this is our score sheet, how we're going to keep track of the scores. And so the videos need to demonstrate these things, and there's points based on things: a sumo rescue, an aggressive eddy catch, a regular eddy catch on a ferry glide, which is just ferrying, surfing, and rapid running. There's points for demonstrating it and for difficulty. And for everybody who is entered, we really appreciate your dedication or entry. We're going to do our best to be fair, but it's also subjective. Is it subjective or objective? I always get this confused.
Subjective.
This is subjective. So, you know, we do have inherent biases and we are
objective.
This is objective. It's one of them, but we're going to do the best we can to be fair. We really want like the best video to win. And if we mess up in our scoring or anything, we're really sorry. There was one more person who could have entered, and his entry could have got lost somehow in an email or something. I don't think it did, but we'll crown a winner. But there is a chance if that person did enter and lost an email, we have to do one more judging in the future, but I don't think that'll happen. So do you guys want to just go ahead and go to the first video?
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I want to do these in an order based on top to bottom. So let's do Johnny SR's first. Do you guys see that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I have the audio on because it might matter. And I'm going to be taking notes here. Ooh, he's R1-ing.
This is open category, right? We don't care if it's paddle boat, oar boat.
No.
It's ultimate boater.
Ultimate boater. This is, I know this eddy. This is a tough eddy.
I mean, nice job recovering his angle there.
Yeah, his angle's off a bit.
Yeah, and then he got it back. That was great. That's nice again.
So remember, you get some points for
difficulty of the eddy.
Difficulty of the eddy, up to 5 points for that. And how well. Oh, this is another eddy. This is the next eddy down. This is a much easier eddy to catch. Oh, his angle keeps getting messed up in the entrance.
Seems like all eddies would be hard to catch R1-ing.
Not R1-ing, yeah.
Or it's easier. Pretty, maybe.
I think he does a pretty darn nice job of catching those eddies.
Yeah. All right. Oh, this is from his. Is this toilet bowl in the Clackamas? I think we're getting another example of an eddy. How long is this video? Do you guys think we need the music? I'm going to turn the music down. It's another, that's a tough eddy to catch. Could have caught a higher. Do you guys want to watch? It's a different eddy. Yeah. Do you guys want to watch the whole video and then, or one at a time?
Yeah, let's just watch the whole video.
Okay. I mean, his quantity of eddy catches is really good.
That's not a category.
It's not, not a category. But the quality, I have a rating. Already,
that's another nice eddy. Yeah,
it is challenging. Oh, surf.
Was that part of it?
Yeah, I think it's. Yep. I have to look at the score sheet. I think it's.
Yeah.
You have to surf.
Surfing a wave or hole.
Not that I don't really know if I'd call that a surf.
It was an attempt. It's better than nothing.
I'm gonna say his eddy catching, I think, was much more impressive than his surf so far. But we'll see what comes.
That wasn't a surf. That was more of an attempt at a surf.
But we're going again.
Okay. I wonder why we got the messed up surf in the video.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
I would have left that one
again.
Edit that. I would have edited my.
Well, it depends if he does better. Oh, I don't even know if this is really surfable on a raft right here. Man, Johnny, there's a bunch of surf waves down by Carter Falls. Oh, this is – okay. This is Bob's Hole. I surfed a catboat here at Bob's Hole a week and a half ago. So if those of you that don't know, Bob's Hole is a really famous kayak surf wave on the Upper Clackamas. If he surfs this could be a lot of points.
Oh,
yeah. Oh man. Good attempt. There's an eddy on the right there. If he could have gotten the eddy, you could have paddled out into the surf, but yeah, that's a tough one. Oh, wait, what's this? I think this is the surf above Carter Falls that is probably the best place to surf for a raft.
There we go. All right. Yeah, I got a little one in there. Is he still in there? No.
Okay. No. We surfed cats on that one the other day.
It's tough when you're on the front of the boat like that because the nose wants to dig in.
It's really tough to surf in an R1. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I've never done it, so I shouldn't say. All right, here we go. This is now you use the term fairy glide because I'm trying to standardize this contest a little bit with IRF. I've been doing that throughout the contest. And IRF uses the term fairy glide instead of just fairy. So, or just trying to.
Which now, means just holding your upstream angle all the way across.
Yes. Or downstream. However you do it, you're just varying, whether you're doing it on upstream or downstream.
I'm going to say I like the creative just going for the R1 to show all the skills. I think that's awesome.
Okay. Catch the eddy by ferrying. Yeah, so this is instead of like powering, like aggressively crossing the eddy line, this is like ferrying into it, which is tough to do in R1. Ferrying across the eddy line. I don't see that so far.
Yeah, and I like that. Make the turn into it.
So that I would call that an aggressive catch. Like he kind of went bow first instead of like ferrying over into it.
You more had in mind of like catching an eddy on river right and then ferrying across to
yes.
on river left.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes. Kind of like this, but not quite. I'm trying to take notes. I think this is toilet bowl.
This is just general control of the boat.
Yeah, just show us what you can do. Show us running the rapid, like what how you are in rapid.
We're not seeing much of the raft, though. It looks good.
It's hard to tell. It is that last one. Oh, this is a good spot. That last one, toilet bowl is maybe the hardest rapid on this run. So
that rapid was just there.
Yeah, this is like a class 3+ run. But this line, I mean, making to the goalpost, I think this is called rock and roll, this rapid. That was nice.
That's a great line.
Ooh, double goalposts.
So I think this is great. We're looking for quality over quantity, but the quantity is fun too. What? This is nice. Ooh, if he catches Eddie behind the rock, that's points.
I mean, you know, this is
Eddie behind the rock.
Honestly, I think this is way better footage showing good boat control when we're seeing it from the back and seeing what the whole raft is doing.
And sitting in the side of the boat, not
yeah,
the
yeah. This I like this footage a lot. This is nice footage. He looks like he's doing a good job controlling the boat.
Ooh, look at this. So this one's called a hole in the wall, and the eddy that eddy on the left is really sketchy. Like people get caught in that eddy and they can't get out. Like
swimmers. That's a nice line there. That looked really nice.
That's ice on the shoreline.
That's ice. Yeah. I mean, this was a winter contest. Some people had a problem competing in the contest because it was cold out. So we appreciate John, you getting out. And going high, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, getting up, fairing up there. Yeah.
Yep.
I do like the ice on the coming off the banks. That's pretty nice. Yeah.
I would call that attaining. So when you're going upstream, attaining a higher, mm-hmm. a higher eddy, that would be that skill. Yeah. Have you guys, this one's called Carter Falls. This is another challenging rapid on the Upper Glack. Have you guys been here? I can't remember if you've been here before, Aaron, this run.
On which run is it? On the Upper Clackamas?
Upper Clackamas.
No, I don't think I've done anything on the Clackamas. We did that one little creek that flows into the Clackamas one time. I did that. That's the only thing I've done.
Around there. That's right. The Roaring River.
Yeah. The Roaring River. Yeah.
So this is a 45 minutes in Portland, depending on where you live. You know, nice class 3 whitewater. You know, it's a little cold now, but in the summer. But it was this all.
Ooh, are you gonna get surfing?
This is a surf right here.
Oh. Nice.
But there's a festival here every May, the Upper Clackamas Whitewater Festival. And that rapid, Carter Falls, is where most of the competitions happen. Like there's surf competitions in there. They put 7 gates in that rapid. You have to negotiate the gates as you're going down.
For kayaking or rafting?
Everything. Inner tubing even. Inflatable kayaking.
Or really, they have gates for inner tubing? Do you have to attain any gates? Do you have to go back upstream to any of the gates?
There's usually no attain gates. They're almost all downstream gates. Oh, here we go. Swimmer.
Oh, pulling in a swimmer.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, you got a good friend there who's letting you pull, go in for a swim that time of day. Oh, man. All right.
Thank you, Jason Boyack.
Yeah, nice work, Jason.
Oh, yeah. See you on the river.
All right.
All right. You guys ready? Do you think we can handle? Let me go back just so we don't lose that.
I have my own score sheet.
So you're ready to go.
I'll be able to go. Ready to go. But okay. I do have a question.
Yeah.
If Aaron, if you need time to like formulate your scores, pulling in a swimmer backwards versus forwards. Like, how come that's not on our best practices list?
Man, do you want me to tell you what I think?
Yeah.
Okay. I think forward is best practices. I know a lot of people that hate being pulled on backwards. It is not, it's an awkward feeling. So I'm going to say forward is best practices. Backward is okay. What do you, Aaron? Yeah, I'm just going on a limb here saying that.
I think any port in a storm. Just get them in.
It depends. Get them in.
Okay.
I think get them in, because this whole thing of like I've seen it both ways. I've seen certain companies are like, oh, you need to pull them backwards so they don't catch the buckles on the perimeter line. So you have to turn around backwards and get them to leak out the book, which is ridiculous. And then I see other people who are there backwards and they're like, oh, hold on, we got to turn you around so we can pull you. It's like, no, just get them in. And so I think there's too much time being discussed with both of those. Like, if you got your hand on them and you can yank them in, get them out of the boat, get them out of the river. So that's my feeling. But if I had a choice, I'd probably have them base in and help pull themselves in.
I would go strongly for the face the boat, help pull yourself in. Any port in a storm, yes. But if you got one shot or you're going to waste a lot of energy, like take the time to make that one shot or that first shot as good as you can make it. That's what
it depends. If it's someone who you're like, oh, I can whip this person in really fast, just pull them in. If it's like Zach, I'm trying to pull in, you bet. I'm going to turn Zach around. I'm like, Zach, you got to help me here, buddy. Come on, get really set up perfect. And then, you know, pull them in. If they're bigger than me, yeah, I think I'm going to take more time. If they're smaller than me, I'm not as worried about it.
I have seen a lot of that backwards, what I would call backwards, pulling them in with their back to the boat. But I don't know where that came from. Like, I've never.
Oh, I think.
Where did people learn that? Or where was that?
That's how Johnny thinks it's supposed to be done. I mean,
it's what they did for the video.
Pull you in.
Yeah.
So he was taught that was a better way to do it. I don't know why. I've never.
Because of the buckles, and the buckles do catch on stuff. And like that's, I want to say all outdoors used to do that or something. Someone I worked for, that was the standard way they taught it. And I'm not sure if it was AO. But something like that, and we have two people, one person grab each and pull them in backwards. That way they're not and face down in the raft, just like, you know, like that. You pull them in and they're sitting upright and they can breathe and look around. And they're not catching on D-rings on the outside when you're pulling them in.
I think Sean makes a great point. People swim to the boat. They're usually facing the boat. They don't come to you on a backstroke. Like sometimes they pop up backwards and you're just like, I got to get you in.
Exactly. But
I was with somebody the other day that was like, hey, I want to be really clear. Do not pull me in the boat backwards. Somebody did that to me once and I hated it. Like if you pull me and turn me around. And especially if you had a bad back or something, just getting pulled in that way was awkward.
No, and then you're halfway in, you're like, and you can't help it all. You're just like, you know, whatever. You're like a beached whale, like just laying there helpless. Yeah.
We're going to go on a side. Let's try not to go on a side. I've been talking more and more to people who teach rescue about where certain things have come about. And my guess is there's a swiftwater rescue instructor somewhere who's not a rafter, who's just like teaches rescue from shore. And they're like, oh, you just pull people in backwards, because those rescue instructors have like their whole front of their PFD covered with like carabiners and radios and stuff and all their awards for different things. So I think like they want to get pulled in backwards so their awards don't get messed up. That's my guess.
Wait, they don't get pulling backwards. So they're what?
Say again? Well, you know how like rescue instructors have like all kinds of stuff in the front of their PFD.
Yeah.
And so they might want to get pulled in training backwards because they have all that stuff. But and I think a lot of standards have come from rescue instructors because, you know, you're like, hey, go learn to be safer. Take a rescue class, and then a firefighter teaches you rescue. And then we've taken a lot of standards from that instead of like experienced people that are experienced boaters. Like I've been thinking about this.
We've all seen stuff get broken off of the front of the vest.
I saw a video
like knives coming off. I've seen stuff get ripped off.
So. I'm just like, I saw a video of some guy with so many carabiners on his PFD, a guide. Like, why do you have all these carabiners in PFD? And I thought about it. I'm like, oh, it's because all the rescue instructors, firefighters have it. They're covered in carabiners for all their rescues. And so I think that the river world gets a lot of standards from that place. That's my guess. I don't know. Johnny, yes, sir, I'd love to hear where you think maybe got it. So let's get on to think. The low flows, I mean, it's not impossible to surf there. There are places to surf there. So it's not impossible. It's difficult. This is the ultimate river runner contest. So we want to see the impossible. But the front paddling and the R1ing was definitely challenging. So Johnny, thank you for entering. We really appreciate it. We're going to judge. Do you guys want to do this in a certain order? Or should I just go first? And because you guys make decisions based on what I say.
Let's talk it through together. I think we talk it through and I think we can convince each other of stuff.
It'll take too long. We'll be here all day. We're already
Do we need to see all of them in order to?
No.
No, you got to do a baseline.
Let's just go. We got to go. We'll never get this. I'm just going to go. Based on the first one. I'm giving him a 6 for the summer rescue. I'm gonna personally, in my opinion, that's like below average.
Why is it below average, Zach?
Because I think backwards is weird. It wasn't that fast. Like, it can be done pretty fast.
I'm gonna give a 6 too, but I didn't think it was poor. I just think just giving space for somebody else to do more, depending on what other people do. And I didn't seem like that type of a spot to pick up a swimmer. The swimmer was kind of hanging out in the eddy. It wasn't like a pull out in the current, pick someone up floating down. Like that's what I was kind of hoping to see, is something like that. So I go,
Aaron, I'm comfortable with this. Steve, what do you got?
I gave him a 6 plus a 3 extra points for doing it in when there was ice on the shore. So a 9 total.
Okay, 9.
Because somebody jumped in the river that day, and that's
worth. So you're giving points. It really to his. You're giving it to his like supporting the supporting actor in this. You're giving that guy the extra 3 for getting in.
All right,
Johnny had to convince somebody to get in the river so he could pull him in when it was 34 degrees.
Cool.
That's worth points. Okay.
Okay. Aggressive eddy catch. I'll go first. I gave him a 7 and a 3 for difficulty, so 10 total.
That's the same.
I thought they were fine.
Oh.
And they were hard, but not that hard.
I gave him the same thing, a 7 plus a 3.
Okay, Aaron.
I'm getting 10, but I'm 8 and 2. I thought it was pretty easy eddies to catch.
Okay, the fairy eddy catch.
But there could have been a total of 15 on that aggressive eddy catch, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we're.
This is 10 out of 15. Yeah. Yep. Fairy eddy catch. I give him a 5 and 1. I thought that they were okay, and they weren't that hard. I don't think I never saw like a really good like fairy into an eddy, and the level of difficulty is pretty low, so I give him a 6.
I'm going to give him an 8, 6, and 2.
All right, Steve?
I gave him an 8 and 4, 12.
Wow. Fairy glide, I did a 5 and 1. I thought they were really easy, and they were – he's like his angle was changing a lot, so it wasn't like just boom across.
6 and 1.
Steve is 7.
It wasn't very difficult.
I'm going to give it an 8 again. I felt like it was 6 and 2 again. I feel like – I think it's hard to do it as an R1, though. Much harder to hold your angle.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Much trickier. So sure. I think that added difficulty to it. And yeah.
Okay. Surfing, I gave him I gave him 2 points for trying, like a 1 and 1, 1 for difficulty, 1 for doing it. Like, yeah. I'm harsh, guys. I'm pretty harsh. I'll be equally harsh to everybody, though.
Can I try and influence you?
No, I already did mine. Okay. There was no surf. There were attempts at surfing that I love the effort, but
he surfed for a second there, that last one.
I gave him 5 points for dropping into that one backwards, which seemed like a pretty from just hearing you talk about naming the rapid, knowing what it was called, it takes some good guts. So I gave him a 5 for that and a 4 for actual execution. 9 total.
9. Okay, Aaron.
Wait, I'm not. That's 5 total. Five. I'm giving a 5 total.
5. Okay, rapid running. I did 6. There is good running, but the rapid, these are pretty straightforward rapids. So I gave a 2 there. So I gave 8. And this is
2 out of 10.
Wait, 2 out of 10
for difficulty.
These rapids aren't
two out of 10. 2 out of 10.
That leaves a lot of room for somebody to go do something.
Yeah, man. Like,
wait.
Like, that's Zach, like your scores again. Like two,
how'd you come up with 8?
6 for doing it. Like, yeah, I did good job. Wasn't amazing, but good. And then 2 for difficulty.
That goalpost move. Goalpost move isn't that hard. That's a 2 out of 10. This one's out of 10, not out of 5.
The goalpost move was good, but yeah. Hey, I'm going to be a harsh judge. I'm not going to be trying to kiss up to everybody. I'm going to be equally harsh to everybody. You guys are trying to make friends.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to say 12, 7 and a 5.
Okay.
I gave him a 6 and a 6.
So you guys are both 12, basically. Okay, artistic quality. I'm going to go 7 because I like the music. Even though we didn't listen to it, I liked one of the songs. And I think it was good. He had like nice transitions. It looked good. Nice intros. It was a little long. I think it could have been like half, like a lot. There's, I would say a little shorter. We got more points.
7.
I'm going with the 6.
Ooh, Aaron, brutal. Okay.
We get a bonus column over there and give him an extra 100 points for doing it in the ice. Come on, man. That is not.
Well, I paddled it last week too.
Clearly, Steve is not from the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, this is just what we do.
This is a California boy here talking.
That
about.
Ice
oh
was
my God.
This thick
on the shore. You have to at least you have to walk through it, or there was an
ice. It's not like there's a ice bridge across it.
Yeah, if there was an ice bridge.
We'll come back to it.
Okay.
Oh, extra points for that picture.
For what picture?
Let's go back to that.
What?
Oh yeah.
Oh, this is Heidi. Oh, Heidi's kissing up because she's got the art. Well, she did art at guide school. That's why. Yep. Okay. So, yeah, great. Johnny, that was great. Thank you so much for entering it. Yeah, I apologize if I'm too harsh, but I'm trying to be fair. Okay. You guys ready for the next one? This is Nicole. I got to get a new notepad going. Okay. Let's go big.
Minute and 26.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no bonus points for snow when she's leaving town.
Where are they going? It doesn't look warm where they are.
This is in Ecuador, ferrying across the eddy line. Is this ferrying?
That's ferrying.
Oh, this is like so many things at once. See,
dude. Whoa. Wow.
Whoa.
So that's why I left a lot of room.
What river is this?
I think this is Ecuador. Ferrying across the river. Look at that nice eddy catch. And they're very casual. Because we have to watch this again because I have to figure out what goes where. Running a rapid. Let's see what we have going on here. I mean, see this.
Yeah, this is pretty. This is impressive.
I mean, Nicole's a commercial guide, so she's can pull people in like it's no big deal. Catching the digress. Ooh, piercing.
Nope.
Awesome.
Oh, pulling a swimmer in.
Wait, that's it?
That's it.
So all right, we're going to watch this one again. Then we got to be a little more.
We got to pause it and get the stuff. Okay, so hold on.
Swimmer's not till the end.
Yeah. I got to get my new points here. So let's see what we can pull out here. I mean, they're in Ecuador raftering. I mean, that's a nice ferry right there.
Yeah, it's a nice ferry.
Ferrying across the eddy line. That's what we're at here. This is what I was.
I think they're talking about this is catching the eddy right here.
This surf, which is fine. That was, it's I'm gonna pause. You can. I mean, I'm gonna hold on.
If they're trying to catch that eddy, that's a pretty aggro eddy.
This is surfing.
Oh, that's surfing. Oh.
All right. So hold on. I gotta get surfing. There's a difficulty on surfing too. Right. And then this was ferrying. Sorry, I'm helping myself take notes. That was a ferrying.
To catch an eddy.
Would you really? Hold on. Are we calling this an eddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
She did.
Yeah. Okay.
Surfing
across the river.
Piercing into an eddy.
Is this the rapid? Yeah, running a rapid. I'm going to call this. Swimmer. Aggressive. This is the aggressive eddy catch. Oh, she caught the eddy. Okay. So the aggressive ferry, okay, I think I'm ready. You guys ready? Or are you guys taking notes still? I'm going to start.
Yeah, go well.
Swimmer rescue, I wrote down 9, but I think I'm going to go 8. Because it didn't show the whole, like, we didn't see the whole thing. It was good.
Yeah, I'm going to say 7. I think it's a little bit better than Johnny's, but.
It was frontwards. And you could tell she just did the yank in. Like, it was.
So you just gave me a 6.
Wait, you gave. Because it wasn't in the snow?
Yeah.
Wait, are you really giving it a 6, Steve?
I'm giving it a 6.
Wait, this.
Slightly above average to me.
Yeah,
I think
that's totally acceptable. Let's move on. We don't need to parade.
There's no better or worse than Johnny's. Johnny got the 3 extra points.
Okay.
Because it aggressive was 34 degree water. That didn't look like 34 degree water in South America.
Aggressive eddy catch. Yeah, did we see that?
I think that's the one they tried and she fell out. So I'm going to do a 1 for execution, but a 5 for difficulty because that one was really hard. So I'm doing 6 total.
Which one are you calling that?
The one at the end where she fell out. Funny is
if she just called that one earlier where she kind of surfed that wave next to the rock, surfed the hole, the one she called surfing, that was like a really like almost nice eddy catch right there.
Yeah. But the one that was, she said, aggressive eddy catch, they didn't catch the eddy, they hit a rock, she fell in. But it was funny. I'm going to give her funny points. I'm going to do 6. 1 for doing it and 5 for, it was difficult. It was, I appreciate that they're going for it.
Yeah. I'm going to give her
remember, this is out of 10 for doing it and 5 for difficulty.
I'm going to give her an 8.
8?
Yeah. 6 plus 2. That's me also.
8. Okay. The fairy eddy catch, I did 6 plus 4. It was done pretty well.
Are we calling that the very first?
No, sorry. Hold on.
Ferried out into the middle of the river.
I did 9 plus 4. I did 13. Thought it was a good fairy and challenging, actually.
That was that first scene.
Yeah.
Upstream ferry.
Into the
little wave eddy thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
8 plus 4 for me, 12.
Yeah, I'm going to say 8 plus 3.
Okay.
Actually, you know, 7 plus 3, make it a 10.
Brutal. Okay,
man, ferry, I wasn't that excited about that.
Ferry glide. This is just a ferry across the river.
She glided a little bit. I don't feel like she did it all the way across the river or anything like that. She just did like a short little stretch kind of behind that rock.
Eddy behind that big rock, right?
Yeah. It demonstrated ability. It was somewhat challenging. I gave it a 6 and a 4, so I gave it a 10. It demonstrated some ability. It was harder, a little harder, so I gave it a 10.
I think I'm giving it a 7. I think Johnny SRs was actually, he was R1-ing it, trying to do it by himself. He tried to go all the way across. I think the currents were more squirrely. I think it was a lot harder. So,
okay. Steve.
7 for skill, 2 for difficulty. It wasn't. I mean,
it was above a rapid.
It's a huge eddy.
With Nicole, I almost think that she just took a bunch of video and then like, what video can I apply? Totally. To
that I agree. Yeah.
So it wasn't like if she went out there to like actually compete like Johnny did, she would have a higher
score. 7 plus 2.
Yep. Okay. 7 plus 2. 9. Got it. So surfing, I gave it a 6 plus a 5. 6 for ability, 5 for difficulty. That was the middle.
5 for difficulty. That's the most difficult thing you can surf. What?
It's in the middle of a rapid. I mean, there is more difficult stuff you can surf, but they.
Oh, come on. Really? You're not leaving any space for anyone else to do something more difficult than that. You're saying that's the most difficult thing you'd want to see somebody surf.
Yeah, because it's the middle of a rapid. They didn't surf very long, but they did surf. They did catch it. They only got 6 out of 10 for doing it, but that was hard. That was mid rapid. I was stoked. I thought that was cool. You can put something else there. It's fine. You can negate me if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to say a 6 and a 3.
All right, Steve.
I had a 2 and a 3. It wasn't intentional. You can't just say I surfed if you get stuck in a hole. Oh, I'm sorry. I think even Nicole would admit that that was not an intentional surf. Maybe, I don't know, maybe not, but didn't look intentional to me.
My assumption is that it was intentional. If it was unintentional, it goes to a 1 and a 1 for me.
I'm going with my gut on that, but it was unintentional.
Rapid running, I did an 8 and a 7. I thought they did a good job. And remember, this is at 20 total. Good job. It wasn't the hardest rapid, but it was challenging. So I gave him 15.
I'm trying to remember Johnny's.
Johnny's was
goalposts.
It was like 3 of them. He gave us 3 different videos of like different. It was like class 3-ish.
I thought Nicole's skill running a rapid and the difficulty of the rapid was an 8 and a 7. Same. 8 on the skill, 7 on the difficulty.
Aaron?
I'm giving her 14.
Okay. It's the quality. I'm going to do a 2. There was a couple elements, but whatever.
What made Johnny's better, if I might ask?
I had the cool transitions.
Okay, that's fair.
There's transitions.
Yeah, the little words underneath, and
yeah, there were some things. It wasn't amazing, but it was good.
I like Nicole. There's the back of the truck at the beginning, the car at the beginning, show them in the snow. I thought that was nice. I'm gonna give them 4.
That was context for sure.
You're right about that. Yeah.
2 plus 3 bonus points for getting the Arda logo on the show.
No, that's not her. That's the next one.
What?
No, that's the next one.
Her. That's not even her. Yeah. You're giving her credit for something she did.
That's Heidi's. That's Heidi's. Next. Yeah. So do you want to do 2 then, like me?
Wait, you just showed that.
I accidentally showed it. It was like I was going through the videos like this, and that popped up, but it was actually this video.
Oh.
I mean, there is kind of a cool. I'm gonna give her 3 points. I forget, but there's the end thing. Yeah, there's.
I'm bumping her up to 5. The only thing to 5 stuff get beat down to gives you some extra points.
Yeah. Oh, that fallout. Oh, yeah, that fallout in the end. That's worth it. I'm going to go to 4 now.
That's artistic quality, a fallout of the boat?
I think it's fun. I think it's like...
Well,
it's
cool. we can run loose here, Steve.
You okay. Know.
Artistic quality, I'm sticking with a 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you guys want to look at the next one?
Let's go to Heidi,
It's time for Heidi. All right, here we go.
All right.
This is nice. This is what I really wanted to see.
I didn't get to see
The Northwest sticker. See the Northwest sticker on her thing? Hold on.
See, this the artistic work is nice on this.
Hey, what are we doing? Is this aggressive into an eddy?
Yeah.
She kind of turned before she got in the eddy. Or did she even get in the eddy? She even in it?
Yeah, no. She's in it now. That's a weird angle, though. Defense.
I'd like to see her get a higher and tighter a little bit.
Yeah.
I like her initial angle. Yeah, the initial angle was really nice.
Yeah, it started good, but It could have whipped in. I was looking for like a whip. Anyway. Nice job leaving the Eddie.
Yeah, and that's a nice exit of Eddie. Is that one of the things? Because that was nice.
Oh, that's
ferrying across.
Ferrying across. I mean, that is this her ferry?
Yeah. That's a nice ferry.
See. I wonder where this is. This is probably somewhere on the Deschutes. Ferrying across. So this is just like pulling into the Eddy line. Nice. If you can make a kayak or swim, extra point. Was that it? Oh, there we go.
That's a tricky one to pull across, like at that angle.
I don't think it's that hard. I mean, I would like
it's not the ideal place for using
that. A good score would have been catching at the very top.
Yeah.
Like being in the pulling in and like crossing the line at the very top. Did she ever actually catch it? I don't think she's actually ever been in the Eddy. Maybe there's one coming.
Is she doing this with a bad knee?
Yeah, she something. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Ooh, music change. Do you guys hear the music?
Yeah.
Fun with ferries. Okay, so we're just doing ferrying. Those are the right size oars. I mean, those oars look like they fit the boat real well. These are some nice strokes.
Really nice strokes. This is
This
is really pretty rowing. This is what I hope I look like when I row.
I mean, you can tell she's controlling the boat. Like those oars, the position they are in, how they
look at that whole body like moving.
Yep. It's moving the boat.
That was a nice ferry.
So are you calling that ferry gliding?
Yeah, that's called ferry gliding that's what IRF calls ferry gliding. I'm a little, and this right here, I'm a little worried about the downstream more though, because it's shallow.
She's doing a good job keeping it light.
She is, but I'm a little worried. That's a nice ferry. The last one I'd say the difficulty was like a 2, but this is more like a 3. Nice ship on the left.
Really nice.
Oh, he's running well there. That looks really good.
Surfing the what's the vortex? It's gonna be hard to the rate, the artistic quality with a slow mo. Oh, and the camera in. Give us a surf. Do I see a surf?
We're getting a little side surf here.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, that's it.
That's a good surf. That's a good surf. Is she staying in it? She's kind of getting pushed down.
No. It was a short surf. Man. All right, we got swimmer. We got ferry. I think the last thing we have is
demonstrate your skill.
I think this is that one that shoots box, not boxcar. It's after mopping. Oak Springs, that's right. There's like a big hole on the right you got to avoid. Nice ship.
Nice push. Little off. Good recovery. Quick back on the row or rowing.
Yeah. I'm not excited about hitting that sideways, but it's fine.
I had to make a good move right there, all the way across the river, it looks like.
That's a nice ferry across, yeah.
Really nice.
She pushed in the eddy.
She showed the best ferrying so far that we've seen. Her ferrying has been really nice.
Oh, and we get the cool photos.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow. Okay, as always, Heidi does well with the artistic.
Yeah, I mean, Heidi's had the best overall. You know, entries so far. She's really done an impressive job.
What's her, does she work in like in the industry or something? Does she do?
She probably wants her privacy withheld, Aaron.
Yeah, yeah.
Need to like share everybody's.
No. But she doesn't work with. She doesn't like do like whatever TV type of or whatever video stuff as part of the job.
All right, Summer Rescue. I'm gonna go 9. It was good and it was well videoed. I think it was captured. So I have to go higher than Nicole.
I went with a 9 also because if you noticed the last little bit when it came in, the feet flipping up, water coming off of it, that shows.
Yeah.
There was no doubt in that. That was a 9.
Aaron, well, I think Swimmer Rescue, we're still, I'm not going to give it an 8. I'm hoping somebody out there is going to like actually like go rescue a swimmer that's floating downstream and then pull them in versus just pull them in.
They could. I mean, if somebody did this in between Mushroom and Toadstool, that would be a 20 compared to what we've seen. There's a lot of room to go up here.
Yeah,
for sure. Okay, aggressive Eddie Ketch. I did
pushing.
That's
did she do that?
She did at the beginning. It was like the first thing. I didn't think it was that great. Like she didn't like. Power into whatever she was like on the Eddie line a bunch, avoided the kayakers. I thought it was pretty easy. I'm gonna go 3 for doing it and 2 for difficulty, so 5. Wait, how did I give Johnny SR so many points for this?
Because he had a nice aggressive Eddie catch.
Okay, all right. Like yeah. She could have caught that. She could have like I saw an angle where she could have like gone in and like zipped into the top. Oh no, this wasn't the kayakers. This was a different one. Correct. This was a different one before that.
Pushing in.
Yep, she's pushing in, and she like could have caught it at the very top.
Yep.
But never really crossed the eddy line. It kind of went down the eddy, and just kind of fell into it. Like,
how difficult do you think that eddy was to catch?
I wrote 2.
I had it as a 3. Out of 5.
What was your total score, Steve?
7 plus 3, 10.
10.
I thought it was good execution.
Are you kidding?
It was low. Absolutely, it was low. I agree. But to push into an eddy like that and be able to stick it in there and hold it in there, that's not easy.
Yeah, I'm giving her 9.
You guys are being too nice.
I thought Johnny's was a little cleaner. But
okay, so we're on to the fairy eddy catch. This was nice. I gave her a 9. For doing it out of 10 and 3 for how it wasn't that hard. It was medium hard. So I gave her a 12 total.
Wait, this is the one where the kayakers were in though.
Yeah. Oh no, is it? That what that one was? No. There's so many things I'm trying to remember what's what.
Sir. Yeah, she ferried into an eddy on the river right. There were some kayakers down there and then she went below them.
Yeah. Actually, I'm gonna change that to a 7 and a 3 then. I wrote 9, but yeah, that one I that could have been caught really high as well, like at the top.
Yes. Yes.
And like it just kind of like kept going on and on and forever. She never actually got in the eddy.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna give her Nicole a little higher than her. I think Nicole's was a little more defined. I think hers and Johnny's were pretty similar in my mind. So I'm gonna say 8. Then? I'm gonna say 8.
Steve.
I had it ranked a little bit lower than that. I thought that was a pretty easy eddy, a 2 out of 5 on the difficulty. Oh. And catching it low like that, 6. So 8 total.
8, okay. Fairy glide. Oh, I'm sorry. Then my fairy glide was a 9 and 3. Hold on. The fairy eddy from me was a – I just found it. I mixed things up. I gave her a 7, actually. So she has a out of 5 and a 2 written down. Okay, the fairy glide's where I gave her the 12. It was like a good fairy. She did good ferrying, and they were like challenging-ish.
I'm a 12. 8 and a 4.
Okay. Steve? I had a 9 and a 4 because I thought really good job of holding the angle really close to the same the whole way across using both oars at the same time. I thought that was smooth, good rowing. 9 and a 4.
Okay.
13.
Surfing, I did a 6 and a 3. Like she did surf. I really wanted to see like surfing. Like you get in something and you're there for a minute. Like, but and that's what I was just thinking. But she did surf. She kind of held it for a second. And then three was like kind of challenging.
But wasn't that Nicole's the same thing? Would you say she didn't hold in there? She was just in there for a second or two.
Yeah.
7 plus 3 for a 10 from me.
I'm giving it a 9, same as Nicole's.
I probably should have rated Nicole's worse the more I think about it. Like, I thought about it like she purposely did that. And catching that surf is really hard. If that was an accidental surf, then I way overscored her. But if she actually was able to catch that even for a second with that much momentum, I think that's impressive. Okay, anyway, rapid running. I did – oh, shoot, I didn't write anything down. That was Oak Flat. For difficulty, it's the same as I gave Johnny, which I forget what I gave him for difficulty. I give him a 2 for difficulty. And then for ability, it's hard to tell in there, but I'm going to go 7, so 9 total.
I'm at 12.
12.
I had an 8 for skill because I thought it was a really good, strong fairy in the middle of the rapid to get all the way over to the right-hand side of the river, and a 6 for difficulty, 14 total.
Whoa.
Okay, artistic quality. I mean, she gets the highest score that I think can be given out for artistic quality, but it could be better. So I'm going to go 9. Like, nobody's going to beat her. Like, I'm leaving an opening for somebody to beat her, but, like, that's definitely the highest score I'm going to give for artistic, I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to say 8.
What? Even the photos at the end? That was amazing.
Well, it's 2 higher than Johnny.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
I had an 8 also.
All right. Okay. You guys ready for the last one? We have Andrew's. And then we'll total this up. Let's see. So his is probably not the ultimate river runner. So I have a feeling he may not be doing that well. But we're about to find out. We already have an excuse. I don't like excuses. It's -1 already for me. All right, is this?
That's good.
Wearing bicycle helmets.
Upstream ferrying.
Is upstream ferrying a thing?
Into
oh, jeez. Wait.
Oh, nice transition, though. That is a nice transition from the Colorado to the Little Colorado.
Yeah. Are we still clean here?
I think he's just only going for artistic quality so far.
Aaron, is that Deer Creek or Elf's Chasm?
Yeah, I think it was Deer Creek right there. Yeah. I think, but yeah.
All right. So we got some, we had a lot of, ooh.
Wow.
I don't think I've seen anything yet other than Rapids and Hooting and Hollering.
Pins and Clips.
No, that's Orlocks.
Nope, Orlocks, yeah.
All right, at least. With Cataract Oars.
Whoa! Only you got someone pulling up for a second.
Oh, is this? That was just the intro. Oh, that was just the intro. That was the warm-up. Got it. That was... He's really going for the artistic. I'm glad I left the point open. Pulling a swimmer into the raft. Ooh, this could be good.
That lava, huh?
Oh, yes.
Is that lava?
Yeah.
Step 1, ooh. Get a swimmer. Should have happened again.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
He's already got the 10 for artistic from me. This is for pulling a swimmer in.
This is what Aaron wanted to see.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow. When's you ever done that, Aaron? You've swam that rapid?
Almost. Never swam it. Luckily, I had someone grab onto me. And
the reaction here is real slow. What is going on here?
I've been there before.
Oh, I don't know. He's worried about the oar before pulling the person in. That's not so good.
The oar's tied on. Just throw it away. I'm sorry. I'm getting to negative points here real quick.
I think the guy just pulled himself in.
Looked like.
I mean, yeah. I'm gonna. That's a one. I'm sorry.
Self rescue.
Catching it by piercing through the eddy line. Oh, this could be real good.
Get going, buddy.
Where's the pierce? Do we have another swimmer? Wait, the boat is self-out. kind of catching sort of aggressively. Oh, no. This is the idea, though. Like, on a
now we're on pins and clips.
If that angle was better, that would have been a really beautiful eddy catch. Aggressive. So that's like a catching an eddy by ferrying across the eddy line. This is what almost. I mean, this is how most people do it on the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, if you catch that eddy, that's.
That's a nice eddy.
Yeah, that's
good work.
Yeah,
that's a nice one.
Oh, to rescue a kayaker. Main salmon.
I like how he's going to fast forward. Or is that just me? Is he going fast forward?
I don't know where this is.
Is this just a lot of ferrying?
Is he just pulling upstream at the top of the rapid?
Just to slow down.
That's one of my pet peeves when people do that in front of me, pull upstream in the top of our boat. When those big, strong people.
Leave me alone. I do that all the time.
I know. And I would be like, I'm not as strong as you, Steve. You got to go. Yeah, and you're all pausing out.
Ferrying. I haven't seen any real ferrying yet, though. Was that above the rapid?
At their top, I think.
All right. I'm going to give that a low score. I'm going to give an extra point because it's pins and clips.
He's got the terrible stirrups though.
The NRS stirrups.
Mm-hmm.
All right, catching another eddy by ferrying across. Well, you already showed us that, and you did a good job.
Does catching another eddy mean you missed the first one?
No, he already demonstrated this one earlier.
That's a nice ferry. This is a nice ferry across the river here.
As a ferry, that's actually really not. Yeah. Okay. Sort of ferry gliding across the river using the
downstream ferry.
A downstream
ferry. Is he pushing upstream or is he pulling right now?
This isn't really what I had in mind, but it's a downstream ferry.
Didn't we ask to see downstream ferry? Oh, with that upside down kayaker in the eddy, too. That's nice.
Okay. I'm not even sure what to think about that. Running a rapid that demonstrates skill and control of your craft. He has the look in his face like he's about to do something awesome. Nice job missing that rock. Nice ship on the right. Oh, we've seen this before. We've seen this video of him running Skull before. I think he sent it to us. I remember this video.
That's a nice job.
Yeah. Let's go. I kind of watched that again. I was kind of writing some notes down when he started. Did he start on a downstream ferry? Oh, so there's no surf. I think this is what that's saying. There's no surf. Starting on a downstream ferry. Beautiful. That's looking nice. Over his shoulder just right. Missing this rock. Spinning the boat with the oar ship on the right. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's...
Holding that angle.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about him not having a helmet for this rapid?
It's his own decision.
That's not a safe. Are we not doing that anymore?
Judging them for now, are we not wearing helmets anymore? Or he's wearing a helmet there on the easier. This one's easier. He's worn it or not. No. Running a rapid. This shows control of his craft.
It's an interesting rig he's got there.
Those are pro locks, I think. Steve, remember we talked about? I was talking about pro locks. Are these all?
Look and see how that works.
Now this one isn't as impressive to me.
Exactly. No, I like the one.
Maybe Steve. Maybe Thank you for doing these Gear Garage videos.
Wow, this is sweet.
While the purpose may not be to be educational, they are always
entertaining. That's what we're going for.
They have helped me rethink some of the ways that I've done things on trips so that I can be a better boater, a safer boater, and a better trip leader. I've had a really fun time preparing videos for these contests. and I look forward to future videos and future contests. Thanks for everything you do.
Oh man, that's super sweet. He's gonna get a lot of points for that from me.
The brown nosing category.
All right. Well, Andrew, thank you for those nice words. Now we're about to tear you apart. Swimmer rescue. Guys, I almost went negative points on this. It was so bad. But I decided to just a one for at least putting in the video.
Two.
No, I'm giving him a five.
That was some good footage. It was good footage, but it was not a good example of pulling somebody in a boat.
You're right.
Wait, you rowed with a spinal cord injury? But not for this thing, right? Like, hopefully. Yeah, that's not good. Yikes.
I don't know how to feel about that one there.
Well, okay. I'm not sure. We don't have a category for spinal injury contestants, do we?
We should have added one.
I think we have to judge everybody on the level playing field. Sorry, Andrew.
Okay, aggressive any catch. I put a 3 for ability and a 4 for difficulty. That was the one where he kind of accidentally ended up in it.
I'm going to give him I'm going to give him a 0 for technique and a 5 for difficulty.
Okay, Steve.
2 plus 2. 4.
Okay. Very Eddie Ketch. I put 2. All I wrote was 2.
Didn't you get a nice very
Eddie Ketch? No. That's something else. I did 8 and a 4. 8 for ability and 4 for difficulties. I did 12.
I have 11, 8, and 3.
2 plus 2.
Jeez.
2 plus 2. What's this whole 2 plus 2 thing?
But you started nice.
There were a lot of 2 plus 2s. I'm just trying to embrace Andrew's mediocre, not ultimate River Runner theme. And I figured 2 was a pretty much a mediocre score. So I gave a lot of 2s.
I think it's actually pretty good.
For the ferrying, I just wrote down 2. I'm not sure what that means.
He had some good ferrying in there, didn't he?
I think so, but when it was the ferrying section, I was like, So I did 2. I don't.
That was up on the salmon, huh? Above that rapid, we kind of pulled out.
Oh, that's right. Oh yeah, and difficulty is 0 because it was just
the difficulty was not much there.
I'll give him 3 because I haven't given any zeros yet. 1 for difficulty, 2 for.
I'm gonna give him a 4, a 3, and a 1.
Okay. 4. Steve?
2 plus 2 equals 4.
Okay. Surfing, I am giving a 0 there because there wasn't surfing.
Try to do anything as a surfing. Yeah, 0.
I mean, I think he's injured too or something. So this is like old footage you put together, which I appreciate. I mean, that's fine. Like,
no, I mean, if he didn't even try to be like that flip, you could have called that a surf, that one.
That's true. That could have been a 1. That could have counted as a 1. Okay, rapid running. I did a 9 and a 3. I actually like the rapid running. I thought I did really well. And it wasn't super hard, but it was hard. So I give him 12.
I thought that the downstream ferry, that was a really nice one.
That's why I gave him a 9.
I think that was the best I saw. I'm going to give him a 16 total.
Oh, that's right. It's at a 20. Sorry. I gave him a 3. Let me give him a 15. I thought we were at a 15 total. It was at a 20. I gave him a 3 for difficulty at a 5, which is a 6 out of 10 for difficulty. Skull's hard, but it's not that hard. So Aaron, what'd you say again?
16.
Steve?
I had 8 plus 8 for 16. I thought that was really good. What I would be really interested in knowing is the order chronologically of those different footages. Hmm. Like, is the Grand Canyon early in his career and Skull later in his career? Because he certainly wrote a lot better in Skull than he did in a lot of those early things. Like, hopefully he's getting better.
If
Skull was his first day on the river and then the Grand Canyon was last summer, I'd be a little worried about
what you're saying, direction,
Andrew. But I thought that was really good. I thought the Skull run looked really under control. 8 plus 8.
Okay, artistic quality. I mean, he kissed up just the right amount. I'm gonna go 10. He did beat Heidi. I did have the Northwest sticker, but that was subtle brown nosing.
I'm gonna go 8. I think Heidi, they were different, but I like both of theirs. I think they were pretty equivalent in terms of the quality, the artistic quality. Yeah.
I had them at an 8, and then it went to 10 at the end when those were really sincere, nice things that he shared. I felt that was good.
So that's it. We're trying to encourage people to do more brown nosing.
Yes, exactly. We are.
I mean, I should say 10 too.
Remember what
you learned.
We need to get. Yeah.
All Johnny needed to do get from 7 to 10 was say a few nice things about
it. The more references to the show, the more you're going to get. All right. Should we add these up? Let me see if I can remember how to do.
Maybe the next time they just need a video of subscribing with 5 different accounts to Gear Garage on YouTube, and that will get you more too. Would that be a good one?
Say that again.
If they show with 5 different accounts themselves subscribing to Gear Garage on YouTube.
Oh, like get them to be subscribers. Get them to like subscribe.
They're showing that they're just giving you a lot of subscribers. Yeah.
They think that matters. Like that's a priority.
Yes.
So while I'm adding these up, I want to, you know, first of all, everybody who's still watching this and finds this entertaining, thank you. Those of you that entered, thank you so much for entering the contest. And we know it's been a lot of time and effort on your part, and it's very meaningful to us that you did it. So thank you. Do you see how good I'm at Excel?
Wow, it's happening right now.
It's happening right now.
The results show.
I think I know the answer.
Oh, it's over.
Heidi always crushes this stuff. Yeah, Heidi, first place. Nature Nicole, second place. Johnny SR, third place. And Andrew, fourth place. So those are the final results. Heidi.
Good work by everybody, though. That was fun and took a lot of effort. Fun. And we appreciate all the time that went into it. And again, Andrew, heartfelt thanks at the end. That's a nice touch. And he emulated the Gear Garage background. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I wonder if that's...
I felt like he was in your studio.
I mean, maybe he was.
Yeah,
his studio. That's a little. That little extra. That's what makes a difference.
His studio is better than my studio, but you know, Andrew, we put a lot of time into the show. It may not seem like it because Aaron sometimes eats a sandwich or does whatever. Can't talk for a whole show, things like that. But we put a lot of time into it. It's a show we care about. It's fun for us, and it's really nice to hear when people appreciate it. So thank you very much. So just to follow up, Heidi, you get the $1,000 immersion research gift certificate. Look at that thing. This is, we'll put Heidi on there somewhere. I got to figure out how to get this to you, Heidi. And so let me know if you're coming to Hood River so I don't have to mail it to you, but we'll get this to you, Heidi.
You just cut it into really small pieces and then put it on a box puzzle. And then you can it's a puzzle. You cut it to puzzle pieces.
That's a good idea.
We're going to send you a puzzle. Actually, the people at IR would love it if somebody came into the shop with this and bought something. So, Heidi, if you want to come to Hood River and like get this and go down to the store, it would be hilarious. Like, I would be so stoked. I probably would even come and video you walking in with it, although that's a little weird. But I think it's
really would be hilarious. Yeah. Thank you, Immersion Research. That was really nice of them to do that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So let's go through the comments and then close this show down. What do you think? Do you have time to do some comments?
Yeah.
Let me see. We definitely let me go through some quick ones. Yeah, I want to be harsh. I would definitely give more points to people who did it on their own. But if somebody made a video that was very descriptive, I would be fine with that. The idea is to show how well you do. I don't know if unintentional surfing. Yeah, I mean, if Heidi had run over a kayaker, that would have been amazing. Like I would have. I mean, it's not nice. It's not polite, and we don't condone running over kayakers. But
for the apologies,
the point
Let's
of
be
the
honest,
video,
kind of like your apology list. Yeah.
Are kayakers on your apology list, Jack?
They will be next week. That's what we have an apology list. Because we say dumb things sometimes. We don't always think before. I should say I don't always think before I talk. So sometimes we need
to
have.
Zach has a future in politics, so he's got to think about it, who he's offending.
Yeah. You know, a really good way to teach kayakers etiquette in an eddy like that when they're in your way is to just run them over. That's what I do. Out of the way. Bigger the gear boat, the better. Heidi, just pull in there at the top. They'll learn. There's tons of room for them. They don't need to be in the biggest part of the
I mean, that is proper etiquette.
Oh.
Right? If you're a kayaker, if you're just plopped in the middle of an eddy, that's bad etiquette.
Bad etiquette,
You should be looking for the big things that are hard to maneuver and maybe get out of the way. So,
and when you see a kayaker walking up towards your car to, like, ask for a favor, just keep driving and pretend they don't exist. I also learned that one from you, Steve.
Roll the window up, man.
Or if they
want to, get out of the parking lot. You know that. You've seen that. Casalona to the 12 we put in, man. You do not slow down. You do not slow down when they step in front of the truck. Just drive around them.
Or let's say that they wanted to leave their bicycle at your place while they were voting, for example.
I noticed you apologized to Dougie Fresh on my behalf.
Yeah. We got that out of the way. John sings square tops are a joy to row with.
Yeah.
Depends on the boat. Let me just go through some of these. Sean, Johnny, I plan to enter the oar boat gate contest. Yeah. So at the Upper Clackamas River Festival, there is a slalom for oar boats. It's really fun.
You go
like a mile or less, like negotiating some of those rapids. And I think there's 8 gates. And they send you through, like, they make it really hard, and they sit, and you have to all these ferries and go to the biggest hole. It's really fun. And again, oar boat, cap boat, paddle boat, R2, summer mass start, summer timed. There's so many races. It's just really fun. You guys showed that piercing the eddy video once at school. Yeah, we should actually, I don't think piercing the eddy is something we teach in our rowing classes a lot. And I don't think we talk about it enough on the show. Maybe I should get some good video when we talk about piercing eddies in a future show. Because I think maybe that what we're asking people don't understand.
No, you could use Heidi's video as what you didn't intend. Like, it's almost there. It's everything's set up, and then it doesn't pierce. It slides in. It squeegees out at the bottom.
I was just teaching this the other day to somebody, and he came in at the right angle. He would come down at the right angle, but then just slide down the eddy line. And there wasn't just that little push to pierce across it. Like, it was hard. And he started on the side of the eddy was and just kind of came down to it, but had momentum downstream instead of building momentum from, like, the middle of the river into the eddy. What are you laughing at, Aaron? You looking at comments again?
More comments.
I know the answer to both those questions.
I don't
know.
Which
one do you want to take? Why don't you take the rapid? I'll take the person.
How about the river? It's the Merced. Okay. I'm guessing it's the Merced, and I'm guessing.
Put the big.
Probably Ned's Gulch.
Oh, in the photo? Oh, wait. This.
Maybe.
Oh,
not.
Where? What rapid is this?
Heidi can correct us.
What rapid is
that? And we know that's Courtney in the front left.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Troublemaker.
Is that Troublemaker? I'm going to guess Cranberry.
Is Cranberry on the Merced?
Yeah, I own that raft now.
How many?
That's my retirement gift, that raft.
Really?
That's going to be your raft, Steve?
What's that?
Is that your retirement gift? That raft?
Yeah.
You can get that one.
I got one of those.
No, he has that one. Was that like a 1997 adventurer?
No. That's a new one. That's a 2000.
That's not a new one. That's an old one with the rub strake taken off.
No, that's a new one with the rub strake taken off.
Yeah, it's a new one. It's after the light colored ones. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No, I mean, could you see in the back how do you see that how it's missing the serial number?
It is. Zach, we know. We know when this was done. We know the boat said we're in.
Okay.
Grove one at the point.
Wait, like, this is
really going to question both of us on this?
Heidi's going to have to answer the question. Heidi's going to have to answer the rapid question. We know that it's Courtney.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve. So hold on. You remember? So look below the handle in the front. There's a naming convention you used to have based on the year of the boat. Yeah.
Can you read those numbers?
I think all I see is 3A2. But I might be missing something. This is an Avon. You're saying this is a new Avon.
It's newer than all the light ones. They purchased these after. This was the last series that they purchased of Avons.
Of Avons. Okay. Mm-hmm. All I see is A is for Avenger, right?
All right. Let's okay. keep. We're eddied out here on something where Zach, you're wrong, and just let it go.
I'm just curious. It's interesting to me. Okay, I did my. Where should I get to
more comments?
Lots of comments about. This is a good one. Grand Canyon was early school was last summer.
All right, Andrew, good job.
Yeah. That looked like it, yeah.
Yep. Well done.
Mediocre. He was going for the name match. He did a good job of reading the room and paralleling things.
What are you talking? Wait, I don't understand, Steve.
Well, he said his video was mediocre as a call out to your mediocre show. Mm-hmm. And then he did the little postscript in your studio.
He knew how to get some extra points. That's for sure.
Yes.
Going to Hood River. Oh, cool. Huh. The problem with Hood River right now is it's just cold. And so all the rivers are really low and it's cold right now. Hospital Bar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. Hospital Bar. We should have got that one, Steve.
Doesn't look like that. It's hard to tell that that's... It's really hard to tell that that's Hospital Bar. I don't actually... Really?
Hospital
that
Bar.
Doesn't look like, that doesn't look like Hospital Bar, though.
No.
Maybe at the bottom of the round? It just looks... Yeah.
I think she's confused.
That's what the photographers are.
I don't... Yeah. Unless it's really high water. Well, gentlemen... So some show updates. We're probably not going to be on a Friday for a while because I have classes this next month. And so we probably won't be doing Friday shows for a while. We'll do a Tuesday show next week. And we have a guest next week, Aaron, for the Tuesday show.
Yeah.
And so we have questions to answer and a guest. Should we try to do some shows on other days of the week, like throw in like a Wednesday, and should we try to go off script, or should we just like not do many shows for the next month while I'm teaching classes?
Put us on the spot. I don't know. Let's think about it and let's discuss it on Tuesday.
Okay. Can you guys hear me? Oh, my camera just over. My camera just broke.
Yeah, we can hear you, Zach. Yeah. Now this is a lot
better. Crash your
improvement.
No, no. My camera it's just because I have the heater turned on in here and it overheated the camera. So, I think it's gonna come back on here in a second. So, Heidi, you're not gonna be boating soon. So anyway, we'll do a Tuesday show, and then we may just throw in some things when we can. I have some video I really want to do in a members only show, so maybe we can call the team together and do some like impromptu members only show. When we do the members only show, we don't usually announce it, and so we're sorry if you miss it live, but the recording will be there for members afterwards. If you're there, you're there. You're not. Sometimes it's hard to announce it to the world when we're doing it, but that's the big news of the show. We're not going to do a whole lot for the next month. But April, we should be back more.
Yes. All right. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in. And thanks Heidi and Nicole and Andrew and Johnny.
Johnny,
thank you guys that takes a lot of time to put those together. And those are all really well done. They were really cool. And we have some really harsh judges here. We want to be cool, like whatever the guy from Dancing with the Stars is, be that guy. So, but they were really good. And I would say I could not do a video as good as those. So thank you guys for putting those together. Those are fantastic. And yeah, thanks for everyone for tuning in. If you haven't liked and subscribed, please like and subscribe and rate and review if you're listening to us. So that Zach can move up in all these algorithms and yeah, we'll continue on. Then Tuesday, we got the Tuesday show, which should be fun. Looking forward to
it.
Should
be fun. So yeah, I got to say,
Steve?
Yeah, last week's show blew up. Like tons of people watched afterwards. It was our most popular show ever.
Which show?
I don't know
that?
If it's because the one where you couldn't talk.
No way. No sure, way.
Just a coincidence.
No.
I'm just telling you, if you look at the data.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It did. Yeah. It did. Oh. I think I'm not sure if it's because it was good, which it wasn't, because I listened to it. I was horrible. But also it got shared on Facebook by somebody who wasn't happy with it. They were like saying, hey, they were bad mouthing on the internet and shared it, which actually I think helped it.
Oh, so we need to troll people more often and get people upset with us to please tell everyone how much you hate our show and put it posted online for us. I appreciate that.
Yep.
That's
yep.
really nice. That's great.
We got a lot of views, a lot more views than normal. So we're
that's brutal though, when I didn't even say a word.
Piss off those snowboarders and you're gonna get a lot of traction.
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, gentlemen, it's a lot of fun. Thank you guys.
Oh, I have one more thing for you, Aaron.